So that's the question. Most people, when they think of putting on their talus, they think about getting their eye poked out. You know, you're getting your smack. People smack. Everyone throws. Everyone's throwing it all over the place. The question is, what exactly is the proper way to throw around your tzitzis over your body? Is there a proper way? Is there a machlokas? Obviously, with everything in Judaism, there is a serious machlokas about how to do it, but it will affect how many times you have to get smacked and be a smacker. So the Gemara Moed Katan, talking about a completely different concept, talking about an avel.
I thought we concluded the way we discussed it last week was the right way.
Okay, so the way we discussed last week was the bracha. So now you're very frum, you either made your bracha, or like you said, you didn't make your bracha yet, but now you're throwing it around. Now you're throwing tzitzis here, you're throwing tzitzis there.
No.
No, what do you do?
The same way I said last week.
Fine, but the way you said last week was
over your head. Make the bracha.
So you don't do any, you do no throwing.
We're throwing tzitzis over our shoulders when we finish making the bracha.
Okay, but you're throwing tzitzis, you're not throwing tzitzis.
No, I'm placing them.
Placing them. You're so gentle. You're so gentle. When I think about you, I just think it's such a gentle giant. Okay, so let's see. But I've had my eye, you know, smacked numerous times by people all with the tzitzit. So the keep a glass, but it's on my head, you know, people throw tzitzit all over. Are you supposed to be throwing tzitzit? With a gentle. But maybe don't do it at all. So says the Gemara Moed Katan, talking about a completely different thing, talking about avel. An avel is supposed to be mi'utaf. He's supposed to have this wrapping as a sign of avelus. Rav says, no. An avel just needs to wrap himself with a cloth, but he doesn't need to do atifas yishme'elim. And we're going to talk about what atifas yishme'elim is, you know, in a minute. But Rav says, you don't need that. Shmuel says, no. You need atifas yishme'elim by an avel. Why? Because without atifas yishme'elim, it's not an atifa. Okay. In other words, if you don't do whatever the yishme'elim did, it's not considered a wrapping. And by an avel, you need a wrapping. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman was machoy until guve didikna. What does machoy until guve didikna means? So Rashi says that he would wrap himself until the jaw under the mouth. Now I ask you a question. What does that mean? The jaw under the mouth.
They wrap it around the, under the
okay, which way? Joel, he's going around this way, the side, or he's going over the top to his jaw, or he's going under. Side. Okay. You just walk smack into a humongous machlokas, which I have 5 minutes to explain. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now keep in mind, this Gemara has nothing to do with tzitzis. It has to do with an avel. Says the Gaonim, citing the Torah in Hilchos Tzitzis, say, look, you need atifas yishme'elim by tzitzis as well. Because the Rav Shmuel said that if you don't do an atifas yishme'elim by an avel, it's not called an atifa. By tzitzis, we know you say, his atef. Tzitzis. You need to wrap yourself in tzitzis. So if you don't do what the Yishmaelim did, it's not an atifa, you haven't fulfilled your bracha. Comes along the Bali Eater and says, nah, you don't need an atifas Yishmaelim by tzitzis. You just need to wear it the normal way that people wear clothes. And that's the way you wear a talus. Sometimes it's on the head, sometimes it's not on the head. You know, sometimes you wear a hoodie, sometimes you don't wear a hoodie, sometimes you wear a sweat. Whatever you do, you can do the normal way. Says the Beis Yosef, well, what's the reason for that? Because remember, I told you, Rav disagrees with Shmuel in the Gemara. So who says we're passing like Shmuel at all, even by an avel, that now you want to apply it to tzitzis? Who says you apply it to tzitzis? And says the Mari Abub, who says even if you're passing like Shmuel, who says Shmuel was talking about tzitzis? He was talking about avelus. Maybe it's only limited to avelus, but by tzitzis, you could just wear it the normal way. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, Seder atifaso. How do you wrap? Kiderach bnei adam, like the normal way, shemiskasim b'ksusam, that people wear clothes, va'oskim b'machtam, they go out to work. Pa'amim b'kisoy arosh, pa'amim b'gilei arosh. Sometimes you cover your head, sometimes you don't cover your head. V'nachon se shulchan aruch, sheyichase rosho b'talus. You should cover your head with the talus. Do you see anything about throwing tzitzis from the shulchan aruch?
No.
Do you see anything about atifas yishme'elim, about up to the head, the nose, the mouth? Nothing. Over the head or not over the head. Some put over the head, some don't put over the head, some wear it on the head, some don't. You want to do it, good to do it. Nothing about throwing any tzitzis. Okay. Comes along the Ber Hetem and says, in one line, he says, V'ayad Aaron b'nei chi achol. V'ayad Aaron ella. V'achar shesam tzitzit. Sorry, skipped the wrong one. Here, b'shas atipo, as you wrap it, yizrok kol hadawid tzitzis l'tzad small. You should take the four tzitzis, hold them in your hand, and throw them to the left, ka'atifas yishmeilim, just like the yishmeilim did, for as long as it takes to walk 4 amos. So you need to throw it and wear it there for a couple of seconds. No, wasn't in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Ber Heitev paskins. Says the Mishnah Brura, lest you think this is not lahalacha, says the Mishnah Brura, the Ari Hayim would wear it, his talus on his tefillin, and then it says, Bishas Atifa Mechasa Rosho Batalus, when you're wrapping yourself, cover your head with the talus, Ad Sheyagia Ad Piv, until you reach your mouth. What does that mean? How?
When you
pull it over. Yeah, pull it over. Joel, he's not saying what you said. Wrap it like that, smack someone. He's saying take it from the top, pull it all the way down in front of you when you make the bracha, so it's down to your mouth, covering your mouth, to your jaw, right over there, like the Gemara seemed to indicate, and that's how you should wrap it. So this is Mishnah Brura. It's not like some Kabbalistic source. It's a Mishnah Brura. And he says that's how you should stand that way. And then he says, then you take all the tzitzis and you throw them to the left side. That's not in Shulchan Aruch, not in the Torah, not in the Beis Yosef. This is what the Mishnah Brura adds. Okay, now you should know this is these Mishnah Brura's passing like this atifas yishme'elim, but it's not so clear that we passing like atifas yishme'elim. Shulchan Aruch didn't mention it. The Vilna Gaon and Ma'aserav didn't do this atifas yishme'elim of throwing the tzitzis, putting it all the way down. Nor did Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Nor did the Chai Adam. The obvious question is, why not? What's so bad about smacking people with the tzitzis? It's a great idea. You put on it's the minigolem. The minigolem is you take the tzitzis, you throw it and you smack it. Everyone knows to move back when someone's putting on their talus, right? So what's wrong with not doing atifas? Why should you not do atifas?
Move back, you be more careful.
Okay, fine. So I'll be more careful. Fine. So you got a big shul. You got a big empty shul. I know shuls you can think of. There's a lot of space, some space of shuls, and you got a lot of areas, and you think that you give the whole bench to yourself. You could smack yourself, you could throw your tzitzis. No one's going to be within 5 feet from you. So I don't get it. So why don't we do atifas yishmeilim? What's pashup shat? Why don't you do atifas yishmeilim? Okay, three reasons. Number one, who says the yishmeilim wrap this way? You ever see Yishmael put on a talus like that and smack himself like that? And do you know who says? Says, so the Marsham says, well, one second. Maybe the Yishmaelim used to wear it that way. So they don't wear it now. Halacha doesn't change. So therefore, that's not a good reason. Says the Chuvas Van August, he says also, we're not copying the Yishmaelim, dope, says the Chuvas Van August. And you're missing the point. He says, they're dopes. He says, he reminds me, she's a strong Russian. He says, people totally misunderstand. We're not copying the Yishmaelim. The whole idea is Yishmaelim used to rap in a way where it was a complete wrapping. We want to completely wrap ourselves in mitzitzis to show that we're wrapped in the mitzvahs. So we do it. The Yishmaelim, the fact that Yishmaelim don't do it nowadays, that doesn't affect our halakha. It's irrelevant. The whole idea is you should wrap yourself in mitzvahs. So that's not a good way to shrug up why we don't do atifas yishmeilim. So what's the reason why we don't do atifas yishmeilim according to the Vilna Gaon and others? What's a pshat? How did we say you do? You put the top all the way down to your mouth. Have you ever walked in the street with something, but it's not a burqa, no, but the talus over your head? What will happen? Smack into the lamppost. So if that's the case, what type of an atifa? This is not a normal wearing of a talus. So says the Chuvas Van August, the proper way is to only put the talus down to your eyes and then do what Joel said, take the wraparound part beside, wrap it around your mouth that way, but your eyes and your nose should be left open so that you can see. But if you look around, anyone who does an atifa yishmeilis, no one does that. They all take it, they put it all around their head, they smack themselves, they're completely blind for that 5 seconds that they're putting. They're completely wrapped around. So therefore, says the Chuvas Van August, you're completely missing the whole idea of atifas yishmeilim, because you're just making yourself blind. You're not wrapping your talus around in a way that the yishmeilim did, that they would walk in the street. That's not normal. Now, you should just know, well, that sounds very, very good. It makes a lot of sense. Mishnah Brura, just remember, said you put it down to your mouth. So clearly the Mishnah Brura disagrees. So you know what you have to say? You ever know how to cheat? What's it, pin the tail on the donkey? You know the way to cheat and pin the tail on the donkey? I teach you a way to cheat, right? When you put it tight, you just look down. If you look down, sometimes they don't put it on so tight, so you can't see straight ahead, but you look down at the floor. And then, I many times, if I cheated, it's been years. But, you know, you could walk around, you could end up seeing where you're going, because you could always look down. So even if you have a blindfold on, you can look down. So if that's the case, if you put the towels over your mouth, over your head like that, you still can see down, and you can still probably walk safely. So if that's the case, maybe putting it over your mouth is not such a problem, and therefore, in fact, the Drisha says that's really the proper way to do it, so therefore maybe that's why they do Atifas Yishmael, but the ones who don't do Atifas Yishmael, they're worried about seeing. The final issue is that when people wrap it around their head, you know what they don't do? Have a talus on their back anymore. They take the whole talus, they bunch it up, they flip it around their head. Is there anything on their back anymore? Bechlal not. So if that's the case, they're missing the whole point. So very good, you're supposed to also have it on your head, also covering your eyes or whatever it is, but if you have to keep it on your back as well. So perhaps this is what the minhag is of not to do Ativas Yishmael. Halacha L'maisa comes out, I think, you have each which to which you have any side you can follow, you have people to rely upon. Mishnah Berurah seems to say you could cover it above your head, put it all the way down to your mouth, you wrap it around, right? You could block your eyes, it's not a problem. Shlomo Zalman, we saw in the Grah, said you don't have to do Ativas Yishmael at all. I'll end with this. The Chakira Flatbush Journal. You never see a Chakira journal. It's an English Torah journal written in English the past few years. So there's an interesting article I found online, which talked about Atifas Yishmaelim. And it writes like this. There appears to be historical evidence that Arabs do not cover their eyes with their turbans. This is clearly illustrated in the Shafer edition of Maqamat al-Hariri, an illustrated Arabic manuscript from the 13th century. It is also evident that Arabs in the 10th to 13th century CE wore garments that wrapped the body and head without covering the eyes, as illustrated in George Marquet La Costume Muzulamaz de Algier, printed in 1930. So it comes out, according to that, you do research, these people did tremendous Tamil Chum, did tremendous research. They never covered their eyes either. So when you take your talus and flip it around, blocking your eyes completely, you're not following the Yishmaelim, you're not following Halacha, according to many, you're following the Mishnah Berurah. So you have what to rely upon, but just know, if you don't see anyone doing that, if you see people don't doing that, you know that it's not so pashut. Shkoyach.